All right, welcome everybody. This is episode 376 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons Podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to continue the series on handling pressures. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time to share your word. I pray, Lord, that in any way we have erred or sinned, I pray that may you please have mercy on us and forgive us of all iniquity. I pray that may your word come forth with power and authority this morning. May our hearts be prepared to receive your truth. And I pray for the grace to not just be a hearer only of your word, but to also be a doer. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So today we're going to continue the series on handling pressures. And again, if you missed the first part, I will strongly encourage you to listen to it. We started off with Luke 22, and the goal is to go through verses 54 to 62. So verse 54, I read again from the New Living Translation. It says, So they arrested him and led him to the high priest's home, and Peter followed at a distance, right? And we focused on this verse saying that, hey, you cannot follow the Lord from a distance. That's not a Christ follower, right? You need to follow Jesus to the cross, right? Because, again, there's this concept of convenience Christianity with many people these days. You know, they want to follow Jesus from a distance. They want to follow him as long as he keeps them away from pressure, right? Now, the thing is, you need to handle pressures as a child of God, as a person that is trying to follow Christ. And when you get close to Jesus, there's a lot of pressure around him, right? But if you follow from a distance, you're like, ooh, you see these people, basically, as long as it's convenient, they're willing to follow Christ, they're willing to serve God. But once things get tough, they move away, right? But remember what the Bible says. The Bible says that the just shall live by faith, and that if any man shrink back, my soul has no pleasure in him that shrinks back, right? I take no pleasure in the one that shrinks back, right? So don't be that person that shrinks back. Don't be that person that shies away from pressure, right? Don't be that person that shies away from pressure. Don't follow Jesus at a distance. You're not really following Jesus. You're basically just like in it for when it's comfortable and convenient, right? The thing is, we have this, I was watching a YouTube video last night, about how it's important to do hard things, right? Following Jesus is hard. It's not easy. But again, there is grace and there's the help of the Holy Spirit. All right, so let's continue our tour and our discussion through handling pressures, right? So it then says, the guards lit a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat around it. And Peter joined them there. A servant girl noticed him in the firelight and began staring at him. Finally, she said, this man was one of Jesus' followers. But Peter denied it. Woman, he said, I don't even know him. After a while, someone else looked at him and said, you must be one of them. No, man, I'm not, Peter retorted. About an hour later, someone else insisted, this must be one of them, because he is a Galilean too. But Peter said, man, I don't know what you're talking about. And immediately while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. At that moment, the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Suddenly, the Lord's words flashed through Peter's mind. Before the rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will deny three times that you even know me. And Peter left the courtyard weeping bitterly. Okay, so let's continue our discussion, right? So, what's the second thing we want to address about handling pressures? Let's talk about a common kind of pressure that you can face in this world as a Christ follower. And that pressure is what I like to call peer pressure, right? Many of us know what peer pressure is. You know, peer pressure is where, many people around you are going in one direction. And you choose as a Christ follower to go in this other direction. And it's hard, right? In fact, there are opportunities that come up for you to deny Christ, for you to deny the faith, right? That's a common kind of pressure. Because here, the crowd wanted to crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. That is Jesus in this case. But Peter was of a different opinion. He was of a different orientation, right? And basically, the crowd was exerting pressure just to see if he would deny Christ. And he did deny Christ, right? So how does this apply to us today? Do you deny Christ because of the pressure of the crowd? Do you deny Christ because of the pressure of the crowd? Right? At your place of work, are you the only person that is a Christ follower? And, you know, just because of the way your work operates, are you hiding your faith? are you joining the people at your place of work to do what does not line up with the will of God? Right? Again, the Bible says, come out from among them and be separate. You know, touch not the unclean thing. Right? Come out from among them and be separate. The thing is, by definition, if you're a Christ follower, if I'm being honest with you, you will probably be in the minority, right? The Bible talks about how there's the broad road that leads to destruction, and there are many people that take that road. And then there's the narrow road that leads to life, and there are few people that take that road. So a person that is a Christ follower is taking the narrow road, is not taking the broad road. So my question to you is this. Right? Do you bow to the pressure of the majority? Remember the Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There was a lot of pressure. Many of the Israelites were bowing down to the graven image that Nebuchadnezzar set up. But they did not. So let me just say something here, because peer pressure is a very strong kind of pressure. You know, it's very hard to not think you're doing the right thing when... Let me put it this way. It's very hard to think you're doing the wrong thing when there's not many people on your side, right? But again, just remember that the fact that many people are on your side does not mean that you're doing the right thing, right? The Bible says that a friend of the world is an enemy of God, right? So I think it's just very important to remember this concept that you may be alone, right? And that's a very tough, it's many times almost like a mental pressure, right? Because you see some people, they don't live out their lives as Christ followers at their place of work. They only live it out in church. They don't live it out in the world because they're ashamed of Jesus Christ, right? They're ashamed. Oh, what are people going to think of me if I start showing my Christ-like character, right? To be honest with you, if I'm confessing, like being honest with you guys, making this podcast sometimes kind of makes me feel self-conscious because I'm like, ooh, you know, I'm expressing all these biblical views that I don't support same-sex marriage, I don't support abortion, I don't support these things, right? And hey, I'm going to have to go out into the world. It's not like I'm going to just hide behind the microphone. I'm going to have to go out into the world. I'm going to have to meet my other co-residents, other people in healthcare, right? That don't share the same opinions that I do, right? And sometimes I get pushback on it, right? Or I may get pushback because of it, right? Or that, oh, marriage is between a man and a woman, right? So I think it's just very important to realize and understand these things, that there's always going to be pressure, right? Again, somewhere in the book of Acts, I think it was Apostle Paul that said this, through many trials, we must enter the kingdom of God. There are hardships. There's going to be pressure from people. And a very common kind of pressure is to deny Christ, But the Bible says that if you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father, right? But if you basically stand up for Jesus before men, he'll stand up for you before his Father, right? So I think it's just very important as Christ followers, we need to be able to handle the pressure of the world around us that is trying to get us to deny the faith, right? Because that's the thing, like the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5 verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven, right? So the thing is, if you're in an environment where there's not many Christ followers, you should be showing people light. If you're in an environment of darkness, you should be showing light. The Bible says that the light shines in darkness and the darkness cannot comprehend it. Right? So you need to be showing those people the light of Christ. You shouldn't be joining them in darkness, right? You should show them the light of Christ. You should not be joining them in darkness. So I just pray that the Lord gives us the grace to overcome peer pressure. That's another kind of pressure that can really get a believer down, right? So I think it's just important in these circumstances to remember that you have the grace of God and you have the help of the Holy Spirit, right? And again, just tell yourself that you're not alone, that you have Christ. The Bible says, Christ in me, the hope of glory, right? Christ in me, the hope of glory. As long as you have Christ, let me tell you this, you have every single thing that you need, right? So just remember, one of the big pressures is peer pressure, right? And in the midst of those peer pressures, do not deny Christ, right? Don't join them, right? There is nothing wrong with being in the minority if by being in the minority, you're standing with Christ, right? If you remember the 12 spies that went to spy on the land of Canaan, 10 of them brought back an evil report, but 2 of them were in the minority, right? You know, 2 out of 12, that is less than 20%, right? Literally less than 20%. They said that, hey guys, don't be afraid. These people are not going to defeat us. Let's go out once and defeat them, right? The just shall live by faith, right? It really does take faith, right, to handle these pressures. It really does take faith to not bow down to the ways and to the dictates of the world. It really does take faith. That's why the Bible says the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith, right? Because you want to tell me that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were not exhibiting faith when they stood before the king, right? And they were saying, oh king, we're not going to be careful to answer you in this matter. We're not going to bow down before this graven image. If the Lord saves us, great. If the Lord doesn't save us, great. But let it be known, we will not bow down before this graven image, right? So again, there's going to be pressure from people around you, right? Pressure for you to not live out your Christ-like life. Pressure for you to join the world in sinning. But don't be one of those people, right? The Bible talks about, you know, the parable of the sower, where, you know, there are certain people where the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of wealth chokes up the word and makes it unfruitful. One of the ways that the word becomes unfruitful in a person is if there are people that are very world conscious, right? It's like, oh, what will my coworkers think about me? Ooh, what will my family think about me? Ooh, what will the world think about me? Right? The thing is, if you worry about what the world thinks about you, you will very likely disobey the word of God, right? So again, I'm really trying to encourage you today, be careful of the peer pressure of the world. Live by faith, trust in God, and recognize that sometimes you may have to go it alone, but you're not going it alone alone. You have Christ. You have the help of the Holy Spirit to see you through. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word we have heard this morning. Please give us the grace to not just hear your word, but to meditate on your word and to practice your word. And Lord, even me that is teaching this podcast, give me the grace to also practice your word. It is in your mighty name we pray. Amen. Now, for those that are listening to this podcast that have not surrendered their lives to the Lord, I will strongly encourage you to do so. It is the best decision you can make in your life, right? But again, I am not a commitment extractor. I remember earlier podcasts on this website, I used to say, oh, okay, say this prayer with me. No, I'm not going to do that. I want you to understand the true cost of following Jesus Christ, because there is a cost. But trust me, it is worth the cost, right? Listen to episodes 254 and episodes 287 on the website, 254 and 287, right? Those podcasts are, you know, they will tell you about the cost of following Jesus. And then if you do decide, at the end of episode 254, there's an opportunity for you to say a prayer with me and surrender your life to the Lord. And then if you do that, I will encourage you to then go ahead and listen to episodes 96 to 101. 96 to 101. It's titled The 5 Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things you can do so you can grow in your walk with Christ. But again, if you want like the quick download, spend time studying the Word of God, spend time in prayer. And that word that you're studying, live out that word, right? And also serve other people. Serve other people in line with the Word of God. Right. You should still listen to episodes 96 to 101 if you do make that decision for Christ. So thank you for joining me today. I will see you, God willing, episode 377. I will be continuing this handling pressure series. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Bye for now. Shalom.